Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. You're just listening to Roots Provider with That's Life. And in the studio, I've got Michael Robbins and Ariki. Good morning.
Oh, kia ora. Good morning, whangaroa. It's Red Robin here.
Morning, Ariki.
Aye, morena, whanau. This is Ariki here. Big bada boom.
So we're here to talk about Dubscape, the event happening starting Friday at my what's on says 3 o'clock. Is it starting in the afternoon tomorrow, Friday?
Yeah, we're going to kick off proceedings up there at Soulscape tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, and hopefully you listeners all recognise Michael's voice, Red Robin, Red Robin's Rodeo, Reggae Rodeo, so many R's.
Yeah, Red Robin's Reggae Rodeo every Friday from 6 till 8.
Yes, don't be late. Now, is that what you say? There's always a rhyme.
On the number one station that rules the nation.
Yeah, there we go. So, Dubscape, tell us what Dubscape's all about.
Well, Dubscape is a the Dubscape skanking and camping is a sort of like an experience that is happening this weekend up at Soulscape at the beautiful eco retreat up there above Manu Bay, and just alongside the people that run the joint up there, we sort of had the idea that we could put on a bit of music to add to their camping experience, and so we invited Ariki and her crew and friends from the Hinirāna Big Bada Boom sound system from Wellington to come up and collaborate with us on that. So from tomorrow afternoon till Sunday afternoon, there'll be music on and off all weekend.
Okay, and so it's you're playing records, basically?
Yeah, playing records of the reggae ilk, and there's a couple of Waikato selectors, DJs who will also play other styles of music.
Who's that?
Like Kyan from down at Ulo.
Yep.
Dujon Cullingford, who lives in Narua Wahia, big part of the hip-hop breakdancing culture scene and reggae record collecting scene from around the district. Big promoter of youth events in in Hamilton.
Okay, so there's going to be your sound system?
Yeah, the Reggae Rodeo sound system.
And Ariki, you've got your sound system as well?
Yes. Hailing all the way from Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington. And so Hinirāna Big Bada Boom is the Aotearoa's operating women's built and led sound system in the reggae scene. And so we got an all wahine crew coming up from Wellington, and also a local MC from Whangaroa as well, currently based here, MC Ginger Cat, alongside selectors from up Pōneke Way, such as Sure Shot and Numchucks, and we also have other selectors coming in from around the Motu as well, Lovelace Roots, DJ Sunray, all have history in the world of sound system culture and reggae, especially in the wahine scene. So we'll be hosting that platform as well, and that's what Big Bada Boom is also about too. So, yeah, we look forward to it.
And who has the loudest sound system?
Wow.
Is that what it's about?
No, it's sort of about presenting the music as it should be heard.
Like
clarity and contrast and whatnot. And indirectly, just listening to that, actually, we never wanted it to be, but it's sort of probably going to end up like the boys versus girls kind of weekender up there for a bit of an entertainment factor.
So do you, are you actually playing like at the same time in different places or not like... What's happening?
Nah, so what we'll do is we're going to go out there later on this afternoon and just sort of set it up on the front lawn.
Yep.
So people can see with the beautiful backdrop of Manu Bay and Naranui Beach and out there. And the sound systems will be set up in the same area, but we'll just take turns at playing. One will play and then the other one will play. So it'll just sound like a regular, concert or session to people. And... with music playing alternatively through the speakers.
Okay, so do people need to book tickets and things like that? This is quite an important question.
Yeah, you could go. You can get passes for the weekend for camping with the music included from Ticket Fairy, or check out Dubscape Skanking and Camping via Facebook. You'll be able to book a ticket. But all locals, just usual deal, cruise up, and we'll look after you on the door up there.
Good
advice from the beautiful people at Soulscape. Yeah, just come up and make it known that you're from Whangaroa and we'll look after you.
Okay, so and you're going to be starting Friday afternoon, going through the night?
No, we're going to take it nice and easy on Friday. There's coastal curfews, we're not going to pump it all night. It's going to be, aimed at, it's whānau friendly and, with a focus on the quality of music, not the loud and longevity of a rave. It's not that kind of gig.
Okay, all right. So what time you'd start? You're going Saturday and Sunday as well?
Yeah, Saturday.
So what time are you kicking off on those days as well, so people who want to turn up?
You pop on Saturday, sort of pop starting from about midday.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, early afternoon, and then a little bit of a closing vibe on Sunday as well.
Okay. And Ariki, how did you, just tell us your personal story, like how did you get into this and why do you want to make a sound system? Because that's not, it's not something you just decide after, you know, oh, I think I'll wake up this morning and make a sound system. It's a bit more to it than that.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question. I would say that the best answer would be, you know, I originally, I'm born and raised in Te Tairawhiti, Gisborne, East Coast.
Yeah.
And so growing up there, reggae and sound has always been part of our community. And then over my lifetime, I've met individuals who introduced me to sound system culture, especially Jamaican sound. And from there, basically, it just hooked me. You know, one of those things you find in life and you feel like that's your calling.
Yeah.
And so that's how it felt like to me. And so and also learning like why I was attracted to the music, you know, its history, its roots as well for community, you know, and equality. And so, yeah, that really hit me. And for me, I always wanted to have my own sound. I've always been that kid, you know, with my boombox or playing my phone out loud at school.
Yeah.
Always loved my music, always loved to share my music interests with others. And finding this platform really, really connected with me. So, yeah, it just blew up. And I mean, the last 2 years I've been building sound and here I am. With my sound system, me and my friends built in Wellington.
So it's quite new, is it?
Yeah, it's quite new. We actually had our first gig about just over a year ago, and I started the project probably 2 years ago, and it's been amazing. We just finished Earthbeat Festival, running our stage there.
Yeah, a lot of people from Whangarei would have seen you there.
Aye, and so that was incredible. So coming here to Dubscape with the Reggae Radio Posse, I've been really, really looking forward to this, and I really can't wait to share our music and our sound with Whangarei Ragland.
And when you talked about that, like the equality and what you were learning about, were you picking that up through, like you liked the music first and then you started hearing the lyrics, or did you hear the story from people on, how did that all unravel for you?
Yeah, well, you know, as Māori, reggae music's always connected to us.
Yeah.
Especially like if you were to name one, like Bob Marley, especially, you know, he was a messiah to us. You know, still is.
Yeah.
Because he connected with our hardship as Māori growing up in Aotearoa, especially during turbulent times and times to come. And so I think the culture of reggae music and its message goes hand to hand with us here in Aotearoa, as the people of Aotearoa, and also relates to us and who we are.
Okay. And I presume some of that music will be playing over the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. My taste is more like in the early era, so I love ska.
Yeah.
From the 1960s all the way to early reggae dub and roots in the 70s. So a lot of my selection is from that era, but also with tunes from my friends as well who have shared their music with me in Aotearoa and beyond.
Okay.
So got quite a few. Yeah.
And Michael, you're where are you living in the spectrum of reggae at the moment?
Just as per usual, kind of all over the place. I love the hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. Like, for example, the beautiful song by the Roots Provider band that you just played when we came in.
Yeah.
This is off their brand new record, self-titled Roots Provider. That was a tune called That's Life, that both Ariki and I have been playing on our sound system.
Okay. And I see your man Naram is the producer on that.
Naram was the he is the keyboardist in this band. Reggae band from Whanganui that's been playing and recording music I think for like 20 years plus. And Naram, when he moved down there, he became a part of the band and also helped engineer that album. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's just come out. So we'll be playing new music from that album and lots of other new music from around New Zealand and the rest of the world, really. Naram's going to come up and play with MC Tuffy Culture, who is living in Dannevirke these days. Just to compliment Ariki's music, I'd say that the Reggae Rodeo probably focuses on 70s and 80s roots music.
Yeah.
With some, you know, dashes of new stuff as well. So it'll be a vintage sound.
What about the music on your label, Red Robin Records? Are you still producing music, or you got too busy with other stuff?
Oh, we're always busy, always on the hustle. But yeah, the label has got two singles that are coming out this year, and New Zealand on air has kindly given us some bit of putia for a music video. We're heading over to LA to do in a couple of months, so that'll be
fun. Okay. And I know you've got in touch with some of the 80s reggae stars from Jamaica and places like that.
Yeah, it's one of those guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tipper Lee, that's who the next single's going to be with. And so it's an ode to reggae music, a song called Reggae Army Girl.
Okay. And what about, in terms of the evolution of the music, is there like a modern form of it that's cross-pollinating with other types of music? Like, what's going on there?
To be honest, I'm not actually that up to scratch with that. Personally, I just listen to the contemporary roots reggae sound.
Yeah.
But of course, over the decades of the evolution of, say, reggae and dub music, it transformed in places like Jamaica and Latin America, reggaeton, and in America with dubstep, and in the UK with dubstep as well, and in the UK with jungle and drum and bass. Yeah. And after that, honestly, it did spread quite thin, quite fast. But roots reggae, as you heard, with roots providers still strong, but I don't know what the most current...
Their sound is very familiar in Aotearoa. Yeah. Like this.
Yeah, roots reggae in Aotearoa is still very contemporary and very strong. Like, I'm sure you remember in Ariki as well, when we all grew up, there was like a reggae band in every town.
Yeah.
And that's what, we used to always congregate up at Wainui Reserve for Sound Splash, which focused and celebrated on roots reggae bands for decades. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, folks, we're talking to Michael Robbins and Ariki. They're going to be with their sound systems at Dubscape starting Friday afternoon. Roughly mid-afternoon.
Yeah, mid-arvo, yeah. It's a nice organic. The beauty about the sound system culture, it's very organic, very versatile, very, ad hoc with that. That's the culture, that's the flavour, yeah.
You got enough selectors for the weekend? Everyone's organised?
Yeah, you're hinting at something, Aaron.
No, not me, no.
You've got a great collection of CDs behind.
My collection. Ariki, this collection of CDs, what happens, because we're a community organisation, people will be cleaning out their house and they'll have some CDs they don't want. They go, oh, we'll give those to the radio station. And so it's a lot of unwanted CDs behind me. So it looks like it's a radio station, but we don't really use many of them.
Oh, surely there's some gems in there.
I bet you could find some gems, if you work really hard.
I mean, that's Ariki's style, I think. We both collect music and dig hard, so.
Right. So you guys are into finding those obscure gems that people haven't discovered yet.
Well, she's probably going to spend her whole day here now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, once I get a hint of something special lying around, or that feeling, I'll go have a look.
Yeah, well, have you been down to Kyan's record store?
We're going down there shortly, yeah.
Okay.
Not yet, but I've definitely purchased online.
Right.
Online off them, and everything I've acquired from them in my selection.
Yeah.
I mean, on that note as well, like Ariki's sound, like specifically, is also a reflection of that. Like that the Big Butter Boom sound system, which popped up in the last couple of years, is definitely the most unique sound system.
Yeah. But
we're very lucky here in Aotearoa, because I've been overseas and listened to sounds as well, and that sound system is so unique with the componentry, the story behind where it's from, and her artwork. Like, you've never seen anything like that in the whole wide
world.
And you can see it on the flyer.
Yep.
Maybe do you want to let us know? Because the reggae rodeo is pretty simple, we've cobbled together bits from around the way over the years, and it's quite a straightforward two-way sound. But Ariki's sound is really a sound to be heard.
Yeah.
And the way it's been. Do you want to talk about that, Ariki?
I'd love to. So Big Butter Boom is a combination of hand-built and recycled speakers and sound equipment. The whole template for the sound system is a 1970s sound. The designs are from that era. And basically, it's like a heavy, warm sound that envelops you. And so the whole look of it, from the bottom up, like the subs, for example, the scoops designs are based on the old movie theater designs from the old JBL loaded horns. All the way up to the midsections from a dear friend of mine and mentor based in Wellington who designed these reflex bins. He installed in pubs for decades.
Yep.
So he gave me the plans to those and so I built those. The next level two from another mentor of mine who ran sound for probably over 30 years, especially for rock and roll concerts and such. So the midsections are from him, which are speaker boxes built in the 1970s by Live Sound and Holden, New Zealand. And then all the way to the top, old JBL Manta Ray flares for movie theatres loaded with Altec Lansings.
Right,
used in movie theatre. So just like the traditional sound system too, being components of many sound, especially movie theatre sound systems, Big Butter Boom is a component of that. And then finally, I've got these two horns that come from a 1985 Dennis fire truck that served in Manawatu for 20 years. And those shoot yep. out the effects and ping-pong them to each side of the sound system. So there's this lo-fi sharp sound that I snap my effects to. And yeah, so most of, I would say more than half of my equipment, a lot of it actually is about 30 years old, from the 80s as well.
Yeah.
And so that's my goal too. I want to collect the sound and replicate that sound from that era as much as possible. And so it's less about like how loud and powerful it sounds. For me, it was more like how warm and enveloping it sounds, you know, to complement the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so that's Big Butter Boom. And the whole visuals, in short, is like, you know, I grew up with cartoons and comic books in the 90s. And so it represents that, but also my connection to reggae music and Rastafarian culture, because it also ties hand in hand with Māori, like Promised Land, for example, you know, going back to Hawaiki Nui,
yeah.
to our island, to our land. And so it's kind of like, you would say, like a little window into my imagination. That's what the whole sound system looks like. And so when you see it, you'll definitely spot it.
Yeah, Michael was just showing me a photo on his phone. It does look awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
It's wild.
It's definitely, yeah. One yeah. of a kind.
Unique. yeah. Yeah, so folks, there you go. If you're not into the sound system scene, you now get a feel for the kind of love and obsession that goes into
to
creating. And the art as well, Michael says. Yeah, he's moved
and
from his microphone.
Artist.
And you're an artist as well, Ariki.
Yes, yes, yes. So I brought up as an artist. I come from a family of artists. And so art's always been my thing. That's actually my full-time work. I'm a full-time artist. I do murals and many works of digital art and design for many people around Aotearoa and overseas.
Yeah.
And so that's my main line of mahi. And so when I built my sound, I just translated my love for art into the sound to express how I feel about what I do.
And you had to learn, by the sounds of it, you had to learn all the technical side of it with the speakers and the components and what have you.
Absolutely, like the people I mentioned earlier who helped me source the equipment and teach me about this equipment. You know, they've been in sound systems since the New Zealand disco days.
Yep.
So that's their history from the old, you know, especially from Jensen, you know, Live Sound, Holden. So all that era of New Zealand sound equipment. That's where they're from, and so. They are, I have the privilege to know these individuals, Marcus Wesley and Bruce Nicol, who are parting that knowledge on to me as much as I can process. However, it's come to this point, and it's only going to get further from here.
It sounds incredible. And for folks who've just tuned in, we're talking about the Dubscape event happening at Soulscape this weekend, starting Friday afternoon, going through the weekend. You said tickets at Ticket Ferry. If people yeah. want to camp, they can camp. If people want to eat, you can just eat up there all the time.
And there's the Whare Kai up there as well. You know, you bring your own kai and beverage, and there's the cafe there. They'll be okay. slinging their pizzas and kai up there as well. I think Raglan Gelato is going to be in the area.
Okay, of course they will. Yeah. Yes, if there's anything happening, they're always
beautiful
there.
Beautiful little
at the moment.
Tattoo tent as well going to be up there, and yeah. Maybe some artesania from Pilar and some of the other local crew.
Yep.
So it'd be cool. It'd be a beautiful little boutique, quaint event up at Soulscape.
Okay, and you're saying before, people, if they want to camp, they need to book tickets?
Yeah, just book tickets.
Locals can just roll up during the day?
Locals can just roll up, book tickets via Ticket Ferry if you want to camp for the weekend, or also just check in with reception if you want to come up and camp. Yeah, it's pretty flexible, you know, vibe.
Okay, awesome. Well, look, thanks for coming in, guys. Been good to chat to you this morning. Nice to see you again, Michael. We haven't seen you for a few months. And I hope you guys have a really awesome weekend.
Thanks, we'll see you up there, Aaron.
Alrighty. Hey folks, we're going to move on. We've got the news and the weather and all that carry on coming up next. And then after that, we're talking to the chair of the Regional Council about that little thing with the land and the coastal plan and all that. So stay tuned for that.